Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
A handwritten essay from the Satmar Rav, Rabbi Elish Teitelbaum, regarding machine matzah, the position of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz about machine matzah, the dispute regarding machine matzah with the invention of machine matzahs in the mid-19th century, a great controversy ensued regarding their use, while Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Rav of Brod in Galicia, and many leading Paiskim in Poland and Galicia, along with all the leading Tzaddikim of the Hasidic movement, the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, the Chiddush Yerim of Ger, and pretty much all of the others as well, they strictly forbade it. However, most rabbis of Germany, including Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Haner, most non-Hasidic rabbis of Hungary, including the Ksav Sofer, the son of Ksav Sofer, and most rabbis in Lithuania, and even some rabbis from central Poland and Galicia, including the great Shoyal Umeshev, Rebbe Yosef Shoyal Natanzon of Lvov, permitted it. So there's this big rabbinical halachic dispute about regarding the kashrus of machine matzah. So among the many reasons to forbid it were that the machines weren't sufficiently cleaned, it wasn't lishma, it took away the livelihood of the poor widows who had were the ones who employed by the hand matzah bakeries, and perhaps most importantly, it was a new technology, it was new, and it's smack in the middle of the 19th century when the long battle of Jewish tradition, Jewish traditionalists, combating modernity and change, and the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, one of the greatest leaders of the 19th century, both as a Paisik and as a Hasidic Tzaddik, he famously wrote regarding machine matzah that it is clearly and completely forbidden to buy it, to eat it on Pesach, but in that tshuva he writes that he's refraining from expounding upon his reasoning, preferring to keep it a secret. The Satmar Rav, Rabbi Elish Teitelbaum, many years later, wrote an essay to explain the reasoning of the Divrei Chaim, and that is this handwritten essay of the Satmar Rav. It's a historic document on a historic dispute by a historic personality in his own handwriting.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.